Hey, hey, we back. It's Rambo Rich. You already know what it is. Every time you come, I ain't gonna be saying the same shit to start the show. You know why you here. All right, I got some shit for you today, right? It's just super random and just part of my life. It's strictly just like some part of my life kind of shit. But I wanted to know, is it weird? it's fucking weird, probably. Yeah. But I wanna let you in on the weirdness. You dig? So check it out, right? When I was single, I went to a club one night, right? And I'm always about, like, if I'm approaching a chick, I like to do different things. Like, I'm not the normal motherfucker with the pickup lines and, you know, whatever these other dudes be out here doing. So I'm always unique with my approach. So this night, you know, man, I just decided to pull. I had been thinking about, like, sometimes I think about ways to just do different things, not just approach women, but just things, just approach any kind of situation, right? Just in a different way. And just to see what the outcome would be. Because, like, shit, if it's to the degree where I ain't never seen it happen, I want to see what's going to happen if it's done that way. So, doing what I wanted to do, it was with the utmost sincerity and praise to this female, right? So I've been thinking about this way, just something to do to a chick, right, when you first meet them. So this night, I was like, you know what? Like, when I seen her, I was like, yo, this is it. I'm doing that shit tonight. Because it was like, the chick was so beautiful. Like, in the face, like, her face was like movie star gorgeous, like, This woman was like, oh my God, right? So I'm like, damn. So I seen, you know, I just walked in the club. It was a club. And, you know, it's multiple rooms and shit. The shit was lit. So I just, you know, I seen her. And I was like, oh shit, I was just fucked up. I was like, holy shit. Dude. I'm looking around like, yo, does anybody else see this motherfucker? Like, damn. I just can't even compose myself. I mean, man, the bitch was like, Jesus. And I mean, bitch in the most respectful way. Just, goddamn. It made you want to call her that. I'm just mad that you look this goddamn gorgeous. Anyhow, I'm like, I bet. I'm like, okay, she's with her girl. So it's her and about three other chicks. They in a circle talking, kicking it, right? So I'm like, all right, what you gonna do? Like, you gotta let this chick know that. You gotta let her know she killing the whole club. Like, the whole club. And this, now see, this the thing. Now, I will say, I will say this. I will, you know. Nah, you know what? Nah, look. So I'm not even. Nope. So look. And if y'all want to know what I'm omitting, again, leave me a message in the Anchor app at the top. You follow me on Anchor. You can leave me a message, and I'll explain to you why I'm not mentioning something. But let's continue. So I'm like, yo, I'll go up to her. And so her friend, you know, I stand right around. Everybody can see me. So I go up. I say, excuse me. Excuse me for interrupting y'all conversation, right? I make eye contact with everybody in the circle. Excuse me for interrupting y'all conversation. But you are the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen in my life. Wow. Just wow. And so I just, that's what I say. And I stand there and I just stare at her, right? Just stare. So the chicks are looking at me like, is this motherfucker for real? And then she's like, through that amount of time, she was just smiling back at me like she was rocking with it. Like, she felt that. Like, she wasn't looking at me like this some clown shit. Like, she was looking at me like, oh, this motherfucker is for real. He's serious. Because I was dead. I was looking dead at her. Dead in her eyes. Like, I'm dead serious, girl. Like, wow. I mean, this chick, man. This chick was beautiful. And I just stared at her, right? Just kept staring. And I didn't say nothing. I just, after that, like I said, I just kept staring. I literally stared at her for like 2 minutes and was just smiling. We both was just smiling back at each other. Didn't say a word. So I'm just staring at her. So then after about 2 minutes, I go, well, okay. You know, I don't, my apologies if that came off weird, but that's all I needed to do that. For me, I needed to let you know that I found you attractive, so I wasn't just staring at you like that from a corner or some shit. But I wanted to see, you know, if the energy that I have for you in this situation it rains like truthful, but honest, you know. I wonder if it came off honest, and it did, you know. I got a number, you know, we kicked it, you know. It was beautiful, so it was dope. That did work. Guys, if you're listening, you could use that. You know, it may or may not work for you, but it worked for me. It was dope. So I just wanted to share that story, and I wanted to, and the females too, females that's listening, if that's like the creepiest shit you've ever heard, then I'm not mad at you. But this chick loved it, so fuck you. And I just wanted to share that story. It was something else I wanted. Oh, yo, just briefly, what's up with, like, I've always just been like annoyed at nosy people. Like, why the fuck are you so nosy? Like the person that, and if you this person, then hey, wear it. But it's degrees. So the nosy motherfucker that's like, all right, like you just, you in your ride and you at a stoplight or whatever, or fuck the light. You just riding and the person's just beeping their horn and shit to it. You're tight pointing at your tires and shit. It's like, man, look, I had a long day at work, like, or I just had a fight with my woman or my kids on my nerve, whatever the fuck. And you telling me about this. And guess what? I'm mad because I know about the goddamn tire already. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, you just nosy. You fucking nosy. You had to just stop whatever you was doing in your ride, whatever song you was listening to, whatever you was thinking about in your head clearly wasn't more important than staring at my fucking tire and tracking me down to tell me about it. Like, what? That shit is beside me. I don't fucking understand. Nosy bastards. Some shit happened to me the other day. What the fuck happened that made me really want to talk about this? Like, that was some shit that always happened in the first scenario, and then it was something that recently happened. And I was just like, man, shut the fuck up. In my head, right? Shit, what was it? It could just be, oh, I mean, you know, let's not talk about the people that's, it's always, you know, they smell some shit at your job and then they, oh, what you got there? I got a big plate of none of your business, bitch. Like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, you just sniffing around because you hoping I give you some. The fuck out of here. I don't go to people's table and sniff around their food. I don't do that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you that nosy? I don't stop. Why are people that nosy? Why? And for the sake of I cannot remember the other main thing that happened recently. But that should be, the work should be happening for sure. I'm sure y'all can relate. Or if you had somebody, the work shit did happen to me recently. Or some, you had somebody's crib and somebody over, anybody passed you after you done made your food, somebody all in your shit. Get your own goddamn plate. But for the sake of me forgetting the other main point that I really wanted to make up, somebody being nosy, something that happened to me. It was a situation. I'll come back and I'll try to plug it in, but people, look, just stop. And you nosy motherfuckers too, with the, I mean, this is one too, a major one, still not the one I was intending, but super major. Real quick, man, when you see accidents on the side of the road, on the freeway, look, if ain't nobody died, if ain't nobody's ligaments hanging off, this ain't a blood pool, man, would you drive your ass, you'll drive your happy ass on somewhere. Like, we ain't got time for that. We ain't got time for somebody sitting in the car with the shit face because they just scratched the side of their Fiat on a median. Like, get the, yo, you making everybody late just slowing down, staring at this, whoever the fuck it is. Like, it's not that serious. Like, stop. You fucking too nosy for no, like, stop. You nosy. You ain't got shit else going on in your life. Like, you just, that's sad. Look, you nosy people are fucking sad. You don't have nothing else going on in your life, so you just all in somebody else's shit. Just nosy. Fuck.